cigarettes or vaping may pose a significant passive smoking risk. Experts say it's not just water vapor that's being exhaled, and that the chemicals and fine particles being released can be very harmful, especially to children and pregnant women. Lucy Carter reports.
Advocates of vaping or the use of e-cigarettes say it's healthier than smoking. They point to the lack of tar and carbon monoxide and fewer chemicals being inhaled. However, Carlos Corvalan from Environmental Health Australia is concerned people have lulled themselves into a false sense of security.
The literature is showing that they are not harmless as people think they are. It's not just water vapour coming out or going to your lungs. A little bit more than that.
Researchers from Health Protection New South Wales have examined over 300 international studies on e-cigarettes, focusing in particular on 16 papers that looked at the impact of vaping on bystanders. Carlos Corvalan says it's becoming increasingly clear that e-cigarettes can lead to dangerous passive smoking.
There are traces of other chemicals, including metals. There's particulate matter. Particulate matter is what you find in air pollution, and you don't want to have additional air pollution in your lungs, etc.
So what could these chemicals and these microparticles do?
Well, in large quantities, they can be toxic.
The researchers have concluded that through passive vaping, bystanders can be exposed to numerous pollutants in concentrations that can be harmful to health. Daniel Rust is the owner of Electronic Cigarettes Australia and vapes regularly.
Basically, there's a lot of Facebook groups around vaping, and everybody knows that obviously there's a risk, but it is designed for a purpose, and the purpose is to stop smoking and stop inhaling the other 3,000 chemicals that you get out of traditional cigarettes.
So I guess the idea is that it's not completely safe, but it's certainly safer.
That's exactly right, yeah. We don't make the claim in the industry that it's 100% safe. There's obviously long-term studies that need to be done, and until they're done, I mean, you don't know 100% of the risks. But we know the results that we have personally. I mean, I've vaped for 7 years and it's only improved my health.
Experts are divided as to whether vaping actually helps people quit smoking. Simon Chapman is an anti-smoking campaigner and an emeritus professor in public health at the University of Sydney.
The e-cigarette industry and advocates working to promote e-cigarettes have tried to suggest that really all vape is just water vapour, and it's no different to standing in the shower and inhaling steam. But in fact, this review notes that vapour contains, of course, nicotine, particulate matter, glycerin, propylene, glycol, formaldehyde, acetaldehyde, polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons and some metals.
He says more research is needed into vaping.
There is, I don't think, any doubt that when research keeps on coming in about e-cigarettes, that we will continue to find that e-cigarettes are far less dangerous than cigarettes are, but nobody is arguing that they're as dangerous as cigarettes. What we're saying is that cigarettes are stratospherically dangerous, and even if e-cigarettes are a fraction of that, they don't represent negligible risk. So if you're in a confined space like a plane or an office environment or a bar where there are lots of people, vaping, this may well represent some significant risk.
Vaping and e-cigarettes are legal in Australia. However, the liquid or juice used is not allowed to contain nicotine. Emeritus Professor Chapman says there's not enough enforcement of this rule.
Juice can be sold which doesn't have nicotine in it, but some audits that I'm aware of that have been done by various authorities have suggested that, in fact, it's quite easy to buy nicotine-containing juice. I think that it's not being taken seriously yet by governments around the country. And the question as to, you know, the future availability of it, I think is an open question. I'm very much in favour of them being regulated and having to pass the same sorts of quality and safety standards that any product purporting to be useful therapeutically to get people quitting smoking should be subject to.
University of Sydney Emeritus Professor Simon Chapman ending that report from Lucy Carter.